the requirements for this class involve, I guess we can call it, five different elements, although I have grouped them under the topics of discussions, exegesis papers, and exegesis paper responses. The discussions are going to be of two parts, one that I'm calling the Tell a Friend discussion posting, which I will say more about in a recording that's on the page that describes the guidelines for that, gives more details for that. And the second is what I call Genesis and the World, and it's a different kind of posting, and again, I will say more about that in a recording that is on the information and detail page for that assignment. So those two things are central parts of the discussion grade. The third part of the discussion grade is what I just have called weekly discussions. And what I'm saying is that there will be two initial postings, two lead postings each week in both the Tell a Friend and the Genesis and the World discussions. My goal is to get everybody involved in these assignments in different ways. And rather than have a long term paper at the end, I thought we would do the writing in smaller pieces and more closely tied to our discussion as we move through the course. And that's what the Tell a Friend and the Genesis and the World things are going to accomplish. But those postings will be made by Sunday evening at 11:45 p.m. Between Sunday at 11:45 p.m. and Tuesday at 11:45 p.m., everyone who is not functioning as a lead poster is to go into the two discussion, the Tell a Friend discussion and the Genesis and the World discussion, and to read those initial postings. And then pick one of them. You'll have four different options. Pick one of those postings and respond to it. And what I mean by respond is to engage the discussion and to advance the discussion as if we were in class. So maybe you read between Sunday at 11:45 and Tuesday at 11:45 p.m. All times are Mountain Daylight Time, by the way. Maybe you read one in the Tell a Friend section discussion that gets you thinking about the readings and the materials in a particular kind of way, and you want to engage in conversation with that. Fine, make that your posting. These should be about a paragraph or something, right? So everybody's busy. Everybody has a lot to read. It should not be a sentence. It should not be a single word, but give some thought to how you're going to respond to that. What does it help you think about in a new way in the biblical texts, in the readings that we've done? As we move through the course, it may help you think back to earlier texts and to think about, you know, topics that were there or something that was sort of niggling at you. You couldn't quite sort out what was going on in a text or what an author was saying. And somebody takes up, they say something in their Tell a Friend section that helps you think, aha, that's what that's about. And so you're going to share that insight and help us to advance the conversation and advance our understanding of what the material is how you're engaging the material and what sorts of things are going on in the text. Then by Thursday evening at 11:45 p.m., you are to have gone back in and read the discussion and to respond on the other list, on the other discussion. So if you started with Tell a Friend, you can continue to have conversation there. I'm saying at a minimum, you have to post once in each discussion page. But on the by the Thursday, I want to make sure that you've also participated in the other discussion. So again, if you start with Tell a Friend by Tuesday, then make sure by Thursday you have at least one posting in the Genesis and the World discussion on one of the lead postings. And again, you can develop that conversation. The online postings are going to stand in place of having any kind of class time. So this is how we share and we learn and we develop our thinking about these things. Since you're all experienced with being online, you understand what we're after here and the importance of this. And there will be an evaluation on that as well, because I want to make sure that everybody's participating in these discussions. I will post some more online about these in terms of the kinds of things that we're seeking in these discussions. But my assumption is that you're all familiar generally with discussions, and that we want to advance these and help push our thinking and push one another to think more deeply about these texts. The exegesis papers. There will be two exegesis papers during the term, one in week 4 and one in week 8. Now, these are to be relatively short, 1,000 to 1,200 words. Word count really matters. That's the primary criterion there. And there's to be approximately 3 to 4 pages in length, just so you know. And that's assuming double-spaced footnotes, things like that in the papers. These papers, I've got the deadlines here. The first one will be due on Sunday, the 13th of April at 11:45 p.m., and the second one on Sunday, the 11th of May at 11:45 p.m. I'm setting a Sunday deadline because then there will be responses to these, and I want to make sure there's time for the responses to happen in the week. There will be no other discussion about the materials that week. The exegesis papers will stand in place of our weekly discussion. The papers are to be uploaded to the Canvas site. Please note it's essential that your papers be in on time, partly because your grade will be affected. I will grade it down one full letter grade for each 24-hour period it is late. But more importantly, the ability of someone else to provide a response to your paper depends on that paper being entered in the system. So even if you're going to be late, don't fail to upload the paper. Get it uploaded, because on Monday evening, the system will assign papers to other students. Everyone will have one respondent to their paper. So getting it submitted is important so that others can do their work. The papers are to conform to standards of graduate school research, writing, and formatting, and to follow the style guidelines detailed in the Chicago Manual of Style, 16th edition, and or the SBL Handbook of Style. It's tied to the Chicago Manual, and it has a number of very helpful abbreviations for journals and encyclopedias and dictionaries and commentary series and all of this sort of thing that can help you save some words in your footnotes. So please conform it to graduate school writing standards. This is a minimum expectation. If there are typos and problems with formatting and whatnot, this affects the overall quality of the paper. The papers are to be critical exegesis papers written for a scholarly audience. You're writing for your peers. You're writing for me. You're not writing this to just go preach it, for example. This is the work that has to happen prior to writing a sermon, for example, or a homily that you might deliver in a chapel session, a setting rather. So they're critical exegesis papers written for a scholarly audience. They are to have a clear thesis and argument, something that is developed in the course of the paper and that makes a contribution to the understanding of the biblical text being exegeted. So what I mean by that is not that you're going to publish this, but you need to work with the paper, work with the passage. It should be a passage from Genesis. It's either from Genesis 1 through 17 for the first paper or from 18 through 38 for the second paper. And you are to read that carefully, develop an argument about it, some claim that you want to make. By what I mean by an argument is you've got an idea, something you see happening in the text, or an argument you can make, a claim you can make about the text, and then you're going to prove that claim or argue that claim in the rest of your paper. To say that you're going to suggest something, or that it might lead to one think like this, what I really want to see is, you know, language of this text is about, I think it's clear, you know, I will interpret it this way. I will make the argument that it does this, that sort of thing. The Writing Center can be very helpful to you in developing your thesis and argument. So please be aware of that. All papers are to demonstrate engagement with scholarship on the topic or passage that is the focus of the paper. Normally, this would be indicated by citing at least two recent journal articles and two recent monographs, recent being defined as published within the last 10 to 15 years. If you want to draw something from 1892, that's fine, but that's not a recent piece, and I'll expect you to be aware of the conversation about Genesis and the passage under that you're exegeting within the last 10 to 15 years. Genesis gets written on a lot, so this shouldn't be a problem. Commentaries, Bible dictionaries, and encyclopedias may be consulted and used. Please cite them properly, but they do not count as journal articles or monographs. Please take extra care to proofread your papers before submitting them to ensure they have proper spelling, correct grammar, proper footnoting and annotation style, and generally are the highest quality writing you can achieve. And I have a note here about the Writing Center. So they should be, I would suggest that you focus on 4 to 6 verses. If you're in 3 to 4 pages, you don't have a lot of space to take on a really broad topic. I think it would be very difficult to have a convincing argument that Genesis 1 through 17 is about X, and I can demonstrate that in the next 2.5 pages or 3 pages. I think that's too broad. I would encourage you to have a very narrow focus in a few verses and use that as a way to keep the paper manageable within the constraints of the length and to develop your argument and have a thesis. Please note that the word count, I'm going to go back to that, does matter, and I'll ask you to put the word count at the end of your paper. It should include the body of the paper and your footnotes, but it doesn't have to include the bibliography. So I'll say more about the exegesis papers. I just want to put that out there. The general guidelines are there, and I can say more about that as we get into this a week or so. The final thing is the response to exegesis papers. Once the papers are in Canvas in each assignment, 24 hours later, the system will automatically and randomly assign a paper to you to review. And what that will allow is that you will be able to go back into the Canvas site to click on the link for the assignment. And on your screen on the right-hand side, you'll see a peer review button, which you can click, and then you will see the paper and you'll be able to read it and to provide your own review on this. And I have guidelines posted on the site for how to do a review and how to provide a response. And what this is going to do is give us all a chance to help each other with constructive criticism, to learn how to read other people's work. I think in a seminar, this is a very important skill to learn, and how to help improve other people's writing and other people's thinking. And that response then will be returned to the author of the paper. In Canvas, you'll be able to mark it up, highlight, ask comments, things like that, then post an overall comment on the paper. I also will be reading all the papers, so each of you will be receiving 2 responses to your papers in response to the written work. There's guidelines for how to do that available on the Canvas site, both in terms of the mechanics of how we do this and how to give a good response.